Well, it's not quite a once-in-a-lifetime event, but it is rare. The Todd River in Alice Springs is flowing after a massive dump of rain over the past few days. The area received about 100 mils in 12 hours. That's the biggest fall in years. Matt Patterson is the mayor of Alice Springs. Mayor, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Matt, how high is the Todd River at the moment?
Well, it's substantially gone down overnight. Mm-hmm. But yesterday it was flowing. It was quite high, and I've never seen it fill up so quickly.
Have you ever seen it this high?
Probably in the year 2000, so, yeah, 21 years ago.
It's normally dry, and a lot of people listening would know the famous Henley-on-Todd regatta along the riverbed, which is not really a regatta. Exactly. Can you just describe for everyone listening who's not up there in Alice what it looks like and how different it is to the usual scene around the river?
So at the moment it's a few metres high in the river, but yesterday morning from Barrett Drive, water was glazed across all the way across the river. It was not there. You could see a few of the trees sticking up, but yeah, there was no river yesterday. It was just full of water. The rain had gone over the walls, so it was quite a spectacular view. Obviously, there's a buzz around Alice Springs when the river flows, and from being dry and then being full in 12 hours was a spectacular sight. So.
Yeah, and this was very heavy rain, but when it fills up, I think my memory's right, it fills up quite quickly, and that can be dangerous for people because people, I don't know currently, but in the past, you know, used to sleep in the riverbank, didn't they?
It did fill up very fast. I think that everyone sleeping was moved on safely. We just had one slight accident yesterday where there was a recovery that went on for about 6 hours.
Mm. I don't know if I'd call that a slight accident, Matt. That's 6.5 hours up a tree.
In a tree. So he was rescued safely, which I take my hat off to the emergency services. So it was, apart from that, I think everyone's been quite sensible and safe, which is always reassuring.
And that was someone who tried to drive across the river, across the causeway. Have they blocked off the roads now so that can't even be attempted?
Yeah, so he actually was driving as they were shutting the berm gate. The police told him not to drive, and he thought he'd risk his chances and then had to stay in a tree for 6 hours. But we've still got all four roads shut, so from the causeway, so we have to get through the power station. So it does get a little bit crazy, and we start getting the Sydney-like traffic jams, really.
I think most of us can't imagine the morale boost for when it rains in a place like Alice, in a town like Alice. What's the impact on the broader area, the farms in the area? Is it going to be a boost, for instance?
Yeah, I believe so. I know that, you know, I think everyone welcomes it. It's always reassuring. Everyone just gets a whole lot more comfortable. We only get, on average, about 300 mils of rain per year, and we've had 160 in the last week. So it makes everyone feel a little bit more comfortable, I think.
And if things have calmed down a bit, are people swimming in the river? Is that possible? Is that what happens?
No, it still moves. It still moves pretty quickly. So best to be safe and not go in there at all. Obviously, a few people who haven't been here for a long time do go in there, but it's safest to not go in there at all.
Yeah, I bet it's tempting. No, it's not too hot today. 25, I think, the top in Alice. Matt, thank you very much.
Good on you. Thank you.
Matt Patterson is the mayor of Alice Springs.